Experiences become memories. Memories become stories. Stories become remnants.
Well, another day in paradise. What's on the menu for today? Got any gravy biscuits and sausage with eggs and bacon? Orange juice and coffee? The sweet aroma of coffee. Nope. Just the same old freeze-dried sludge with this fake caffeine supplement that we'll just have to pass for coffee. Now let's see here. Just add a little water and bam! A hearty, healthy meal. With all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, of course. Even if it does taste like dog food. Oh, not that I've ever had dog food, of course. Hope nobody's listening. They probably think it's kind of weird that I'm talking to myself, but been up here as long as I have. You don't have nobody else to talk to, and you do start talking to yourself. Oh, a message. It's my lucky day. I see. Just press this button here and...
Hello, Clyde. You there? It's the General.
Here, General. How may I be of service?
Just doing our daily check-in. How have you been?
Been great. It's a little lonely up here, though.
I'm sure it is.
You going to send someone up here to keep me company?
We're trying, Clyde, but you know how bureaucrats are. All the red tape and stuff.
Of course, General. How's my wife? Has she...
Nope. The baby hasn't come quite yet. She's still just as pregnant as before.
Well, General, I have nothing to report here. Everything is the same as it was yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. Nothing ever goes wrong on this space station.
Good. Let's try to keep it that way. I do have some excitement heading your way, though.
What is it?
Nothing to worry yourself over. Just a small meteor storm. Shouldn't cause any damage to the station. I just wanted to give you a heads up anyway.
Well, thanks, General. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Clyde. Hey, listen, if it's any consolation, I'm sorry it's taken so long to get you back to Earth. But you're just the best at your job, and it's hard to train someone to be in complete isolation for so long. But we do have several candidates running.
Well, that's good to hear, General. Anyway, I will keep an ear out for that storm. If there's nothing else, then I have a lot to do today.
Nothing else. Just keep it up there. You're doing a good job.
Thanks for the support. Over and out. Now, I just wait. Storm is here. Sounds like more than a little storm. It's really hammering the hull. What? A penetration? Oh, what's going on? One of the satellites got damaged pretty bad. That's not good. It's on the lower level. It won't affect me up here, but it still needs repair. Better phone up the General.
Well, hi, Clyde. Twice in one day. Man, you must like me better than I thought.
General, the storm hit.
And?
And it was bigger than you thought. Left a hole in the hull, and put some pretty bad damage on one of the long-range satellites. You know the ones that monitor the deep space waves? Have the breach sealed off for now, but it's right where the electrical systems are, and I may need to go down there in the future.
But the hole in the satellite needs to be repaired?
Yes, but that will require a spacewalk.
I see. There are no other alternatives?
Sadly, no. The satellite's on the outside of the ship, and the hole, it can't be sealed from the inside. The vacuum's too much, it'll suck me out, but from outside it can be done.
Well, at least it'll give you something to do up there.
Right you are, General.
But you have the go-ahead from my end.
Well, General, I guess I'm going on a spacewalk. Oh, please don't tell my wife. She won't like it.
My lips are sealed, Clyde. Be careful out there.
Don't you worry about me, General. I've been aching for an adventure. Okay, let's see here. Half a tank of oxygen should be enough. This won't take too long. Let's see. Now just put on this suit. Zip it up. Make sure all the seals are good. Let me check the radio really quick. Testing. General, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Clyde. You about to be spaceborne?
Yep, I'm in the airlock now.
Okay, I'll maintain radio silence and let you concentrate. If anything goes wrong out there, you don't hesitate to call me.
Okay, we'll do that, sir. Over and out. Okay, just cycle this airlock. And... wow. Space. The final frontier. Clyde, what have you gotten yourself into? Hey, let me just make sure this line is secure onto the hull so I don't go floating off into space. There. Nice and tight. Okay, now. Where is that hole? There's the bugger. Let me just walk out along the hole to it.
Clyde! Are you there? Clyde, come in.
Here, General. What's up?
Clyde, are you outside?
Yeah, I'm outside.
Clyde, you need to get back into the station. Our radar just picked up another part of the storm heading your way. Did you hear me? You need to get back inside. You are in danger.
Heard you loud and clear. I'm headed back now.
Are you inside?
Hold up. Right at the door. General? We got a problem.
What is it, Clyde? What happened?
The rope, the one securing me to the hull, just got cut in half by a meteor. At this current moment, I'm floating away from the station, and I have no way to get back.
Jesus, Clyde! How much oxygen did you have left?
Right now, it's at 48%. Only grabbed half a tank. I didn't expect this to happen.
Okay. We're going to find a way to get you out of this fix. Okay, what do you have around you?
Well, let me look. Okay, space and... oh yeah, more space.
Come on, Clyde, give me something. Did you bring a welder out there with you?
Yes.
Good. There, you're going to use it as a makeshift jetpack and get yourself back to the hull.
That's a great idea. Here's the problem. It's not in my hand anymore.
Where is it?
Floating off into space.
Blast it.
Sorry, I dropped it.
It's fine. There are other solutions. Clyde, just hold on there. I'm going to consult the bigwigs. I'll be back with you later. Just hang in there, buddy.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
What did you say?
I said I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, okay, good. I wouldn't want to bring this food back to an empty table.
No, of course not.
Did you want anything to drink with that?
Oh, yeah, water is fine.
Okay, one water and one cheeseburger. All the way, coming right up.
Thanks. Milsa. Is that how you say your name?
Yes, that's right, but how did you know?
Well, it's there on your name tag.
Oh yeah, silly me. I'll put in your order. You need anything else?
No, that's gonna be it.
Okay.
Clyde! You still there with me, buddy?
I'm here, General.
Okay, good. Thought I lost you there.
Just remembering.
Well, I've been in a meeting with some people. How long do you think your oxygen is going to last?
At least 12, 14 hours like this. Why?
Because we're sending a ship up to get you. You hear me? We're getting you out of there, Clyde.
Can one reach me in time?
We're making preparations now. We can only pray that it can. For now, you need to maintain radio silence and conserve your oxygen. Just hang in there for me. Don't lose hope.
Over and out, General. And thanks. Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome there, sir.
Clyde. Call me Clyde.
Clyde. It's a nice name.
Oh, thanks. And same to you. Hey, it's a good burger.
Oh, thanks. I'll tell the cook you said so.
Hey, I'm not really good at this. Do you have a number I could get? Or you don't have to, I mean, I'm just...
No, it's fine. I'd like to give it to you.
Oh, okay. I'll call you sometime if that's okay.
Yes, please. I mean, I would like that.
Okay, well... Bye, Milsa.
Bye, Clyde.
Clyde, you there? I got someone here that wants to talk to you.
I'm here, General.
Clyde, it's me, your wife. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Milsa.
I have something to tell you. You're officially a father now.
What?
It's a baby boy.
Did you hear that, General? I'm a father.
I heard. That's great.
Oh, Milsa, I can't wait to get home and see him and you too.
We'll both be waiting here for you, baby. Just keep hanging in there. They're sending a ship out for you.
Oh, I missed you so much.
I miss you too. I'm putting the general back on now. He says he has to speak to you.
No, don't go.
I have to. I'm sorry. I will be back. I love you.
I love you too.
Clyde, how much air do you have left?
Well... I'm sitting right at 15%. So at least 4 hours.
We have a ship on the way.
But it's too far, isn't it, General?
Please, call me Adam.
Adam. Just like from the Bible.
That's who my mother named me after. Adam from the Bible. Don't lose faith, Clyde. The ship will make it. You have to hope it will. If you lose hope, you lose everything.
Hope. That four-letter word that means so much.
Clyde, still there?
I'm still here, Adam. I'm still with you, for now.
I'm gonna break connection now. Try to conserve as much oxygen as possible. We're coming, Clyde. We're coming to bring you home.
Hope. 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 Hope.
Hope you're happy with me, Milsa.
Oh, I am, Clyde. I'm the happiest girl in the whole world. I love you so much.
And I love you too. I have something to ask you.
What is it?
Well, I have something here for you. It's a ring. Will you marry me, Milsa?
Oh, Clyde, it's so beautiful. Yes, of course I will marry you. Yes.
Adam. Adam. General. Are you there?
I'm here, Clyde.
Down to 2% now. This is it. If that ship is coming, it better come now.
It's coming. Don't you worry. It's coming. When we get you back to Earth, we're gonna have a great big party for you. No more of these freeze-dried foods. We'll have some real food for you.
And real coffee, too?
Yes, Clyde. Gallons and gallons of the stuff.
Is my wife still there?
I'm here, Clyde. I'm right here. I have your baby boy here, too. He has your eyes and your nose. Listen to him, Clyde.
My baby boy.
You have to come see us. We're back here on Earth waiting for you. We're all rooting for you down here. They have you on the news. The whole world is rooting for you.
Really? So I got my 15 minutes of fame after all.
Clyde, hang in there. You were always a fighter. Fight some more.
But I'm getting really tired now.
No, don't go to sleep. They're almost there. You can't go to sleep.
Milsa, do you remember when we used to go out on the beach late at night and lay on the blanket and look at the stars?
Yes, Clyde. I remember those. Those are some of my best memories. We can make more of those memories, but you have to come home to me.
No, it's funny. Even being so close to the stars now, they look the same. Milsa, I think I'll go to sleep now. I'm really, really tired. Must have stayed up late last night.
Clyde, please wake up. You have to get up. Clyde, the stars are so beautiful tonight.
Yes, they are.
Why do you have to go up there?
Someone's gotta do it.
But what if the baby comes while you're gone?
Then I'll come back a father. A proud father at that.
But will you come back?
I promise. I'm coming back. I promise.
He's alive. Somehow on God's great earth, Clyde Millsap is alive.
It's nice to see your ugly mug, Adam.
Nice to see you too.
What happened?
Ran out of oxygen, that's what happened. Found you floating out in the middle of the expanse. Picked you up right in the nick of time. Thought for sure you were a goner.
What happened to that hope you were speaking so much of, General?
That kept you alive.
Maybe something more than that kept me alive.
What's that?
Maybe it was love.
Maybe so.
Oh, and one more thing, General. While I was up there, I got something on the deep space communicator. It was a bunch of jarble, but I picked out one word. Mastervine. Does that mean anything to you?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, probably was just picking up some old radio waves from Earth.
Probably so. Now you rest easy, son. We're taking you home.
Your ears, thank you for listening to this episode of Remnants entitled Spacewalk. This episode recruited the voice talents of Nick Blakely, Joshua Gaines, and Adelaide Gaines. Tune in next time for more earbending tales of Remnants.